proclamation number 4561 dated the February 8, 1949. Passing on the divine word. A word-for-word rendition of the information you receive through the inner voice will always have the greatest impact, even if you are also capable of educating your fellow human beings yourselves. People will nevertheless be less able to close themselves to the direct word from above. For this reason, written distribution is a blessing. And therefore I will bless every work which concerns the distribution of my word and help you in every way. For it is particularly necessary that people take notice of my extraordinary working, which they can ascertain through the written words if they are of good will. Anyone who wants to reject it will reject it in any form. But in the written rendition people will recognize my spirit, my voice, and open themselves to its effect, for my word speaks for itself. No explanation needs to be added. It will always be understandable to people because I speak to every individual person myself. If he attentively and, with a desire for truth, accepts it in his heart, thinks it through and pays attention to the feelings he experiences as a result. You humans have so many means of help at your disposal, all of which are gifts of grace from me to make the path of ascent easier for you. However, my word offered to you from above is the greatest and most effective means of grace which will guide you upwards for sure, for it is blessed by my strength. It is a direct emanation of me myself which must always have an extraordinary effect on you. It just depends on your will to let it take effect on you. And this is why many people shall receive knowledge of it. Many people shall experience the blessing of my word on themselves. They shall be born again. They shall live again and forfeit everything lifeless, all formalities for my word. They shall recognize me myself in the word, believe in me and learn to love me. They shall accept words of wisdom which they can never ever be offered elsewhere if they did not originate from me. They shall know that Roman 1, as the creator of eternity, do not forget my living creations. That I as the Father do not leave my children on their own, that I want to help everyone to return to the Father acute accent s house, and that they desperately need my help and that they therefore should approach me in prayer and appeal to me for grace and strength in order to be able to shape themselves into love, that they must know my will in order to fulfill it. Every work concerning this endeavor is blessed. For the time is rapidly approaching the end. Amen.